Security first. Kenny McHugh of Secured by Design answers self-builders' questions on creating a physically secure home, from the layout and boundaries, to physical security and alarms. Every self-builder will be looking to create a safe and secure home, but security doesn't just start when the home has been built, it starts back at the planning stage. What is Secured by Design? SBD is an official police security initiative, owned by the UK Police Service. The SBD organisation itself has been campaigning for improved security in buildings and homes for nearly 30 years and works closely with a wide range of organisations to achieve sustainable reductions in crime through design and other approaches to enable people to live in a safer society. Over 1 million homes and commercial properties have been built to SBD standards over the last 30 years, with an associated reduction in crime of up to 87%. How does this relate to self-builders? Secured by Design offers a comprehensive solution to the security of dwellings, addressing site design and layout as well as detailed physical security measures. It works as a guide to the creation of a safer, more secure and sustainable environment for the homeowner, and can be applied to both new and refurbishment schemes. What does the guide comprise? The SBD Self-Build 2019 Design Guide provides a variety of useful information and guidance to make your home safe and secure, without the need to adopt fortress-type crime prevention solutions. The guide can be found at www.secureddesign.com. Are there any additional benefits? Building in accordance with the SBD Self-Build Guide will enable you to meet the requirements of the planning authorities and building control professionals across England, Scotland and Wales who will seek to establish that relevant legislation has been met. You can apply for the Secured by Design Self-Build Award Certificate to show that you have met your formal planning obligations. So what are the basics to consider? Let's start with your boundaries and work inwards toward the main residence using some of the points highlighted in the guide. Vehicle and pedestrian routes to your home should be designed to ensure they are visually open and direct. A change in the color or texture of the road surface or brick piers could mark the point where the private ownership starts, making an intruder feel less comfortable on the property. Walls, fences and hedges at the front need to be kept to 1 meter or less in height to maximize surveillance and minimize hiding places to ensure criminals are on view from the home and street. Alternatively, railings or picket fencing could be used. At the rear and sides of your home, taller boundaries are recommended. It's advisable to look at 1.8 meter high fencing and top it with 0.3 meters of trellis to make climbing more difficult. Side gates should be 1.8 meter high, robust and capable of being locked. They should be installed at the front of the building line. Use prickly plants, such as pyracantha or climbing roses, to protect fencing, easily accessible windows and drainpipes. Gravel driveways or pathways can be attractive, as well as helping you hear the crunch of approaching footsteps. Energy-efficient dusk-to-dawn external lighting at the front and rear of your property will provide added security. In terms of your physical building security, dorsets, door, frame, locks, fittings and glazing, which allow direct access into the home should achieve SBD's high security standard, the police preferred specification. Easily accessible windows, including easily accessible roof lights and roof windows, should also meet SBD standards. Both door and window frames must be securely fixed to the building fabric in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions and specifications. Garage doors too should meet SBD standards. If you are considering an alarm system, ensure it is from a nationally recognized installer who is a member of the NSI or SABE, or look for an SBD accredited alarm installation company. What is the SBD standard/police preferred specification? SBD has worked with businesses, the construction industry and standards authorities at home and abroad for many years, leading SBD to develop a police accreditation scheme over 20 years ago for products, the police preferred specification. Products that have met the police preferred specification provide reassurance to the specifier, purchaser or user that the products have been independently tested to a relevant security standard and fully certified by an independent third-party certification body recognized by the United Kingdom Accreditation Service, UKAS, or tested and certified by an alternative approved body such as Sold Secure or Thatcham. SPD focuses on the critical factors that combine to deliver a product's performance, design, use, quality control and the ability to deter or prevent crime. Better quality means these products last longer too, making them more cost-effective and leading to greater sustainability in crime prevention. Where can I find accredited products? To assist you in sourcing products for use in your home that meet police preferred specifications for security, we recommend you review the SPD member companies' pages on our website. Here you will find a comprehensive list of manufacturers who produce products designed to prevent crime, including doors and windows in a wide range of styles, types, materials and dimensions, external storage, bicycle and motorcycle security, locks and hardware, asset marking, alarms, CCTV, safes, perimeter security products and many others. Kenny McHugh is National Lead for Secured by Design.